Coast Radio News for Monday, January 4th, 2021. For Coast Radio News, I'm George Henry. It was a shocking report on Saturday as Lane County Public Health listed 15 new cases for the Florence area. Over the past several weeks, the count for the 97439 zip code has been steadily rising, but on Saturday, the count jumped to 101. Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health says he did not have the statistics readily available on the origin of the new cases, but he would get the information and get back to Coast Radio News. On Sunday, Lane County Public Health added another case to bring the total to 102 cases. The rise in cases comes on the heels of several restaurants deciding to defy the state order to remain closed for indoor dining. Health officials with Peace Harbor Hospital will be on Coast Radio tomorrow morning to discuss the latest outbreak and the status of vaccines for the Florence area. That discussion will be at 8:30 on KCST and again at 9:40 on KCFM. Around the county and around the state, numbers released over the weekend continue to rise with 3,877 new cases statewide and 247 cases for Lane County. There were 23 new deaths reported. One of them was an 84-year-old Lane County woman. Hospital beds continue to be filled with COVID-19 patients, with 15 more added yesterday for a total of 109 statewide. On a more positive note, there were 3,430 doses of the vaccine administered over the weekend, raising that total to 48,725. The total number of COVID-19 cases statewide is now 117,745, and the death toll is now at 1,500. This evening is the final meeting for the current Florence City Council. As is the new norm, the meeting will be a virtual one, and the council will finish up business and then swear in the newly elected members, Sally Wants and Bill Meyer. Mayor Joe Henry will also renew his oath of office as he begins another term. City Manager Aaron Reynolds will outline the proposed process for appointing a fifth councilor to take the seat vacated by former councilor Geraldine Proshue. The incoming council will also consider a proposal to reduce finance debt by refunding a loan from the Special Public Works Fund through the Oregon Infrastructure Finance Authority. The meetings will begin at 5:30 this evening. The Western Lane Community Foundation continues to accept applications for grants from nonprofit agencies in the region. Applications will be accepted until January 15th. Applications can be downloaded at their website at wlcfonline.org. Grants will be awarded based on merit, need, and the benefit to the community. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, January 4th, 2021.